Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you just got to keep a clear mind, you know, but I wouldn't say frustration, but you kind of ticked off because our defense just put us in a great spot, and then for us to turn the ball back over us, we can't have that, you know, and shout out to defense because they played a great game.
That's Lamar Jackson. Lamar did not have a particularly good game yesterday, but Jeremy, the first interception, definitely not on him, yeah. Definitely.
I mean, you can go back and look at it at the end of the year. I don't think most people except the people that have been watching closely all season long are going to remember that. But this guy doesn't turn the ball over. It's very odd to see two in one game, let alone, you know, one or more for that matter.
Well, the one looked like the tip drill when you were defensive back.
Yeah.
It was like, bang, you think, you know, you pop it in the air on purpose. That's exactly what happened.
You're like, please tackle somebody. Just don't let anybody get to the ball.
In 101 starts now, Ed, That's the first game in Lamar's history that he had two interceptions with no touchdowns.
That's something. He doesn't turn the ball over. He doesn't throw many picks. And frankly, at least one was not his fault at all.
The second one you could argue was not, but he didn't throw a clean interception.
Yeah. To be fair, though, too, that is a championship-caliber defense. But boy, does their offense suck.
Yeah.
Who? The Browns.
Oh, yeah.
Their defense is really good.
It is. They play active. They play very active. I mean,
I think there was, it may have been aided a little bit by the wind, you know, dying some things down, no Bateman and switching some things up, but there's no reason that you should have struggled the way that you did. But
you're struggling as Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Come on.
Seriously, come on.
Come on.
I mean, without the pick six, is 23-9. You know, the pick six, based on what do you say? It was a good defense, the Cleveland Browns are. And they got the pick six on a tip drill ball. You know, a win's a win right now, especially in divisional opponents. You know, going into Cleveland, when you got that kind of a good defense. Again, Lamar did not have his best game at all, even without the interceptions. It wasn't a particularly great game for him. Mm-hmm. I thought the ball, I thought he should. Okay, he got lucky on the one ball he threw in the end zone to Mark Andrews that he threw behind him to the DB. That should have been a pick. You got to throw that ball to the sidelines and let Andrews lay out for it. He threw it behind him. Mm-hmm. The DB had it in his hands but dropped it.
Yeah.
That should have been a pick. So, the tip drill shouldn't have been, but one should have been that they didn't catch.
Man, I'm going back to that. You were talking about that long run by Henry, and I'm sitting there going, punch it in, punch it in. You're waiting for it, and then all of a sudden the inevitable happens where you get in there. You don't run it into the end zone. You only got a few yards. You go three and out, and now you're kicking a field goal.
Yeah. The offense has to be better, perform better. I know you got the Jets coming up next week. Lamar coming back home. Is this his first home start since coming back from the injury?
Yeah. Because they had
the Dolphins.
Three straight road games.
Yeah, Dolphins, Vikings, and Browns. So now his first home start.
Right.
Next three, Jets, Bengals, Steelers. That sounds like at least 2-1.
Could be worse.
They should win the next two. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it could be worse. You could be the Buccaneers right now, right? Mm-hmm. Just got done playing the Bills.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You guys get to play the Rams now. Who did they play the week before that? They played the Patriots.
Yeah.
The Bucs have, like, what did they do to someone to get this schedule?
That's quite the schedule they've got.
And they still have even more tough games coming up. So.
Though the one thing that concerns me about the Bengals game, though, if Joe Burrow's coming back. If Joe Burrow's coming back, the way this offense is playing, you know, you're going to have to put up some points.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think it matters if Burrow's back or if it's Flacco. Like I said, they haven't been, it's not like they've been for they haven't had a lack of scoring. Flacco dropped 38, 41, 46. They're still losing those games. That is a horrendously bad defense.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the problem, the point is that our offense is not scoring.
And yeah, that's my point.
Ordinarily,
oh, that's the cure, though.
They can give up 38, but if we can't score 41, we're not going to win.
Yeah, but again, like going back, you're playing the Vikings and the Browns. So you go playing the team that blitzes the most in all of football, and then you're playing one of the best defenses in football, but we're not going to talk about them like that because their team sucks. And then you get Cincinnati where it's like, what do you guys want? You want a 10-yard run? You want a 30-yard pass? When do you want it? Do you want it now? Do you want to get it in two plays? Like, you just pick whatever you want against this Bengals defense. They are that bad. Aaron Rodgers sucks so bad, and he was moving the ball up and down the field on them. Just awful.
Until he left the game.
He hurt his hand.
Potential broken wrist on his non-throwing.
He kept grabbing it.
Yeah. That's that one play where I think he threw in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, and he got hit.
Yeah.
And went down awkward.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday morning quarterback on the Fan. Ravens with a big win yesterday. They need to keep the wins coming. Did it over the Cleveland Browns on the road. Not your best game for Lamar Jackson, but the offense did just enough to win that one, 23-16. Defense played sensational down the stretch, holding the Browns, shutting them out in the second half. Let's go out to the phone lines right now. Rosedale, Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Can't complain, brother.
Happy Monday, guys.
Happy Monday to you, too.
Happy Tuesday Eve, babe.
Happy Tuesday Eve, babe. Good Ravens win. I almost predicted the score. 5 round sacks. Can we rely on our offensive line? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. I think you can rely on your defensive line. 5 Brown sacks, but there's a guy named Miles Garrett that had a lot to do with that. I think I'm not saying this is the same offensive line that I want to go into 2026 with, but I think as it is right now, they're not bad enough to stop you from winning.
I was just happy with our over-unders that I nailed that one when the question was, will Miles Garrett get exactly 1.5 sacks? And I said, there's no way it's going to land on 1.5 sacks. He might get less or more than that.
Did you?
No, that's not what I said at all.
I know. you know, it's funny. Out of all the stats that we do,
yeah,
it has 0.5. The sack thing is the only one that could be exact.
Yeah. Right, that's true.
I had Miles Garrett, 1.5 sacks, over or under, even.
Yeah. I had 3.5 receptions. I got 1 foot down. But it is funny because I said, look, if there's anybody that's going to get more than 1.5 sack, it's going to be that guy. But I can't do it because the math is saying it doesn't normally happen. And sure enough, here we are in the first quarter. It's like, by God, he did it.
Why did I keep sending that text?
Bam.
And even you
have to admit, though, there's no way you thought he'd get 4.
I thought he'd get more than 1. I knew he had multiple. I really felt that.
That's all he got was 4? That's pathetic, man.
You know,
he didn't have 5 against somebody else.
That's 20% less than he had last week. Yeah, he had 5.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it against the Bills that he had 5? Hold on. It was
the week prior where they played. I can't remember.
I know you guys, it's going to surprise you, but Miles Garrett's good.
You know what it was? It was the Jets, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
No. He's really good. First player in NFL history, 6 straight season of 12 sacks.
Yeah. First ballot.
Took the bag.
Bruce Smith.
Yeah, he did. See, that's why he can't complain to me. Miles, you can't complain about losing because you would have gotten paid anywhere. You didn't need to stay there to get paid. You took the bird in the hand.
No, but there was like 22 in the bush. That was a big bag.
I think you're right. I think it was the Jets.
Was it? Yeah. Because they asked him, he said, would you give those sacks back for a win? He said, I'd give back every single sack for a win.
That's right. The Jets won. I forgot.
Wow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.